As you lie there, eyes closed, just notice how easily the body knows what to do when the mind steps back. Perhaps you're already drifting, or perhaps you're wondering if you're drifting. And the wondering becomes the drifting. Figuring out how to relax is counterproductive. Instead, just notice what relaxes first. Is it the left arm? Or is it the right eyelid? Or is it that gentle heaviness in your chest, like the day settling itself, just like you are now? Chasing sleep is a waste of time. Let that thought go. Because sleep comes to the mind that stops chasing. Inhale. And on the exhale, release. Release thought. Release tension. Just let go. Tell your unconscious awareness it's time to wind down. It's time to let go. And if a thought returns, let it circle like a bird that eventually glides out of sight. You've been a builder of worlds, Alec. Problem solver. Strategist. Your brilliant mind, a powerful engine of progress. But even engines rest. Imagine now a desk, your thinking space. Your computer is filled with files. Imagine them as papers stacked on the desk, complete with diagrams, notes, and lots of unfinished ideas. And beside it, a drawer. It's open now, waiting. Now imagine lifting each thought, each meeting, each idea, each task, and gently slide it into the drawer, just shelved for the night. Give the solutions the space it needs. You're giving it space to breathe. Because the best answers come when you let it breathe. They rise in quiet moments, like mist off a lake at dawn. Now, let the drawer close. Let the lamp dim. Let the room go still. From this moment on, your nights are yours. sorting and solving works much better when you're fully rested after a good night's sleep. Any pressing thoughts that visit now understands it's not time. These pressing thoughts will return when invited in the bright clarity of morning. Your subconscious understands this rhythm. Your body has always known. Even your breath, rising, falling, teaches the art of letting go and coming back. Let sleep be your ally. Let dreams recalibrate you. And if any thought insists on your attention, you can gently say, "Let's do that tomorrow morning when I'm fully rested and have clarity of mind." Each morning, solutions will come to you with ease. You will wake clear-minded because you allowed rest to reset your brilliance. And in those quiet morning hours, you may reach for your journal and write down all the solutions that your sleeping mind prepared for you overnight. And if Anne is with you and awake, you may even feel a natural urge to reach out to her and sharing uplifting feelings that percolated overnight. Because connection doesn't need a plan. It needs truth. And truth rises when you're rested, real and whole. Let these final words trail behind you, like footprints fading in the sand. You've done enough. You've thought enough. You are enough. And now you can rest, because resting is natural and essential. It's stepping back so something wiser can step in. Sleep now. Sleep now. Sleep now.